Again, good morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yivam Staf Lamed Beis. We left off on the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amad Beis. We continue with different scenarios of three brothers. In this case, they are married not to sisters; they're married to completely unrelated women. Zak the Mishnah Gimel Achen Nesuy Gimel Nachris. Let's say you have three brothers, each married to a different unrelated woman. Umeisach Mem, one of the brothers on Nifter without children. Rasba Sheni Maimer. And let's say Ruvain's Ifter and Shimon does Maimer to Ruvain's wife. You know, Maimer, it's a Mechoik, it's exactly what it is. Bishameh holds it's Kini Gomer, but there's Pashtus, we say, Bishameh, that it's a Kinyan on a rabbinic level. It starts the process that this brother can only Yibim with his woman, but it's not a full Yibim, so it makes a connection, but it's not a full connection. We have a Shimon who says it's either all or none, as we'll see later in the Mishnah, but what's going to be the outcome now? The Shimon did Maimer to Ruvain's Yivama, Ruvain's widow, and then before consummating the Yibam, Shimon then passed away without children. Vameis, and then Shimon dies without children. So now what happens is Shimon's original wife, we'll call her, and Ruvain's widow are falling together via Shimon to Levi for Yibam. So the lacha is that Levi does chalitza and not Yibam, has to chalitza to both, but it's chalitza to Yibam. Why? Shnemer umeis echamem Yivam Yavaleh. Because Pasuk says, umeis echamem, if one of the brothers die, Yivam Yavaleh, there's a mitzvah of Yibam on the other brother. If one of the brothers die, we darshan that the mitzvah of Yibam is dafka, umeis echamem Yivam Yavaleh. Shaleh zika Yivam Yavmechad, v'leh shaleh zikas shnei Yivamim. Dafka, when a woman has only one zika, one brother, she's falling from one brother, is there mitzvah Yibam. When she's falling from two brothers, there's no mitzvah Yibam. Again, the reason that she's falling from two brothers here is because we say the Maimer has some status. So the Maimer does connect her already to Shimon, but not a full connection. She's not a full Yibam. So she's really falling still from Reuven as well. She's falling from Reuven and Shimon. And if it's a problem, at least rabbinically, it's an issue of falling from. The Gemara is going to clarify, make it very clear that this is a drash drabbanan, not a raisa. Obviously, if it would be drash raisa, that would mean the mimer has status even at the raisa level. So if we were talking about a smach tamalma, a drasha that we treat this almana of Ruvain as if she's quasi connected to Shimon, so she's falling from both Ruvain and Shimon, and therefore she can't Yivam. Now, what about the other Yivam? What about the other Shimon's other wife? Shimon's other wife cannot do Yivam either. The Marzan explained because it'll look like you're doing an act of Yivam and Chalitza. And for those that view the Almanas Ruvain as if she's already, the Maimer is as if she's already married to Shimon, it'll look like you're doing two actions to each one of Shimon's wives. We know that all you have to do is a Yivam or a Chalitza to one of the wives that fall from each bias. You don't do something to both. And therefore we say they both should just do chalitza. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can take whichever one you want. Levi can take whichever one he wants in Yibam. And he still do chalitza to the other one. What's Pshat Rabbi Shimon? Very simple. Rabbi Shimon holds that, again, either Maimer is a Kenyan Gomer or Maimer is nothing. There's no in-between. He doesn't hold this in-between stage. So it's either Kenyan Gomer or Maimer is nothing. If Maimer is a Kenyan Gomer, so then Ruvain's Amana was fully, did fully Yibam to Shimon. Now she's falling from Shimon alone to Levi, together with the other wife, and therefore they're both able, they're able to Yibam to either one of them. The reason why you have to Chalitza to the second is because on the tzad that Maimer's nothing, so Ruvain's wife is still falling from Ruvain. Maimer did nothing, so she's still Amana's Ruvain. Shimon's wife is Amana Shimon. They each need their own Yibam or Chalitza separately in order to become exempt. And if we do Yibam to one, and Chalitza to the other. The reason why you can't Yibam to both, of course, is because on the side that Maimer is something, they're both coming from Shimon's house, and you can't do Yibam to two women that fall from the same house, of course. You can't do Yibam to both co-wives. You have to do Yibam. You only do Yibam to one. So we just don't know if she's falling from Shimon or from Ruvain. So the halacha is simple. You can do Yibam to any one of the two women that you want. And then as a precautionary measure, you do Chalitza to the second. That's Rav Shimon Shid. It's like the Gemara. Back according to Tanakhama. V'zika shnei yivamim deraisa. If the zika of the two yivamim is deraisa, chalitza amai tabai. The Gemara just asks a question on our drasha. If you're telling me that the zika, when she falls to Yivam from Ruvain, and she's now zaka to Shimon, if the zika is deraisa, she's actually zaka to both Shimon and to Levi, right? She's zaka to really both the brothers, but if you hold, right, because Reuven died and both Shimon and Levi are around, but the point is, if you hold the Zika to Shimon, makes it real connection to Shimon, and then when Shimon is Nifter, she's falling from both Reuven and Shimon, And so it's in the raisa. So why are you chalitza for? L'chayr she should be mamish. There's a drasha that an isha that falls to two brothers doesn't need yibum. Doesn't do yibum. If you don't do yibum, you don't need chalitza either. So what's this idea that you do chalitza but not yibum? Answers the Gemara. We kind of pointed out already in the Mishnah. El midrabanan u'gzeir b'alma. It's midrabanan and it's a gzeira. It's midrabanan and it's a gzeir b'alma. Shemayim u'shtei yivamis abayis pepeis echad misyavmis. People are going to say that two yivamis a gavaldi that come from. Two different house could both do yibum. So the whole thing is a gzera. We're holding by Laman Aleph Amid Beis. We're holding just a few lines right before the bottom of the page. So ask the Gemara, Uni Yabim Lechada Venichot Zechada. So let him take one yibum and let him do chalitza with the other one. Why are we saying both yibumas, according to Tanakhama, are no good? Let him do yibum to one and then do chalitza to the other. So the whole issue was a gzera. Someone's going to say that you can do yibum to both, to two Rashim in the same house. Fine, do one yibum chalitza. Gemara says still, gzera yeshamir b'aisechon mitaseh banay, top of Lam Beis Ben Aleph, and mitaseh chalitz. We still have an issue because people are going to say when one bias, people are going to think they're going to view that these two nashim fell from the same house, and they're going to think you could do chalitza and yibum mixase bani mixase chalitz within the same house. That we know you can't do. Ask the Gemara, what's the problem? If you do yibum first and then chalitza the second, granted it's an unnecessary chalitza, but what's the end of the world? The yimru zol zogin. Let them say so. What's the difference? Answer the Gemara, your very obvious problem. If you would have yibum first to one of the women from the same house, and then the second one, you do chalitza hachanami, taka no loss. There's no harm in that. The chalitza is a fake chalitza, is unnecessary, but okay, no big deal. No harm done to me. She becomes, you know, pasa tikkuna for no reason, really. Okay, but it's a fake chalitza. You're not really harming anybody. El gzeir, the issue is that once you're allowing a yibum chalitza from the same house, you may go the opposite direction. Gzeir dilma chalitz bresha. You're going to have a chalitza be performed first to one of the wives. And then afterwards, v'hadam yabem, you'll do yibum. One will come to yibum with the other widow. Again, this whole thing is a gzeira that in our case resembles one them falling from one house. And the people may think you could do an action to each of the wives falling from the same house. And you can do chalitza first and then yibum. V'kam le'vashadev le'yivna. And we know over there, there's a pasuk that says, le'yivna shuv. The Torah says, once you've decided not to build, once you've decided to chalitza, you cannot do yibum anymore. It's interesting, it seems like, I mean, we discussed earlier in the Masechta, but this Gemara seems very much like the Isser is Dafkan Isser of that once you set you do chalitza and you're not planning to build Beis Achiv, there's a love to go back and try to build it. It doesn't sound like it's the level of a Chivik Karas. That the chiv karis of Eish Hazach comes back. That was a discussion we touched on earlier. From this Gemara, it seems like it's simply, and I'm not minimizing a lav, but a lav of Le'ibana not fully going back on to a full fledged Isser Erva of Eish Hazach. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says as follows: Nasan Gelam Amari. What if Shimon, again, Reuven died without children? Shimon did Maimer to his wife. Didn't do to Reuven's wife. There's Yivama, didn't do full Yibim yet, and then Shimon passed away. So that was the case of the Mishnah. Yes, says Rabbi, now, what if Shimon gave a get to the Maimer? So once he gave a get, what happens now? Is Reuven's wife fully released from Shimon, and therefore now Shimon's other wife can have regular Yibim, there's no problem, or not? Says the Gemara, Amarava, Nasang Elam Amari, Hutta. If he gave you for the Maimer, Taka, the Tsara becomes Mutter, the co-wife becomes Mutter, she becomes Mutter to Levi, because Reuven's Alman is out of the picture. But according to this version, the Gemara spells out, Avayasura. Reuven's widow is still Usser, the Mechlefa Bevals get. Reuven's wife will still be Usser, because she'll be confused with the regular Yivam who receives the get. Halach is, when a Yivam receives a get, that's not a full fledged Chalitza, but she becomes now pushed away from being able to yibum. So over here, even though this get, and that's what more a person gives a get instead of doing chalitza straight, he gives a get first, which again, the get does not affect chalitza, but it does enough, it has enough effect to make it that you can't do yibum with this woman. Over here, the get was not really necessarily coming to push away from yibum. The get was just coming to get rid of the mimer that he had done, to dissolve the mimer. However, since there's a get here, we say that she can't have any yibum anymore because we view it as if it was a get regarding the Zika itself, and therefore she's out of the picture of Yibam, she has to get Chalitza, and the other wife, Shimon's regular wife, can have either Yibam or Chalitza with Levi. That's version number one of Rava's statement. Ikadami version number two, Amar Rava, Nasan Get Lamamari. If he gave a get for his Maimer, so Shimon gave a get to undo the Maimer, Chutra Filuhi. So not only is Shimon's own wife, now Shimon passed away without children, not only is his wife Mutter to have Yibam with the Levi, even Reuven's widow is mutter for Yibam. Why? My daba ba kashakli. We view when there's a get coming after a Maimer, we don't view it as a get to push away the Yibam. We view it as a get to push away just the Maimer. But, and therefore, she's still fit for Yibam. She just has the Maimer released. And therefore, Reuven's widow, Levi, could now go and marry Reuven's widow and Shimon's widow. Two separate batim, two unrelated women. They both felt Yibam. He could do Yibam to both of the wives. And it's not a problem. Chiddush. That the get can undo the mimer, but not ruin the ability to do yibam. And once you undo the mimer, just go back to the last point of the Gemara before this, there's no concern of people saying that you had, you're doing yibam to two women for the same house, because even though mimer was done, since the mimer was undone, since there's a get for the mimer, there's no concern of people making such a mistake. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on, again, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Mishnah a couple lines down from the top of the page. Actually, just a quick point to speak at. You know, we'll save for the end of this year. Just a little bit on the end of yesterday's daf. We didn't get a chance to speak at Lama Chalikas Rishonim about Mepiyam and Pukseven. If we have time at the end, we'll speak at Mitzvah. Shnei Achim, Nesu, and Shteches. The two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, back to being married to two sisters. Two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Umeis Echemem, and one of the brothers, Reuven, died without children. And then, so when Reuven died, Shimon cannot do Yibam to Reuven's wife because Shimon's married to Reuven's sister. We'll pick the way we always pick it. Older, younger. Reuven was married to Leah. Shimon was married to Rachel. Reuven does without children. Leah falls Yibam to Shimon. Shimon cannot do Yibam because Shimon is married to, Shimon cannot do Yibam to Leah because he's married to Rachel, Leah's sister. And then Rachel dies. We know the halacha is that a wife's sister becomes permissible after if the wife passes away. After gerusha not, but after death, yes. So now the shaila is, could Leah become mutter now? Says the Mishnah. We had this just the other day, which we quoted from over here. Says the Mishnah, if Shimon's wife then dies, Rachel dies, still Leah remains Aser. How raise Asur Alav Lamas? Leah remains Aser forever. Why? Since she was Aser for one moment, she remains Aser forever. Since she was Aser for a moment to Shimon, she couldn't do Yibam, she remains Aser forever. Says the Mar, Pshita, Lechera, this din that Reuven's widow, Leah, is Aser to Shimon forever, is Pashit. Hashta, Umahasam, in the prior mission we had, if you remember the prior mission, we had a case, same story, but there wasn't just Reuven and Shimon, there was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi was not married to any of the sisters. So Levi really kept Reuven's widow in the parsha of Yibim still, because even though Shimon's widow, Leah, cannot do Yibim to Shimon, I'm sorry, Reuven's widow, Leah, cannot do Yibim to Shimon, she was able to Yibim to Levi, and still, we said that if she falls back to Shimon at a later time, she remains Aser because she was Hov and Esel of Shachas, since she was one Shah. But she remains Aser. So in our case, where the Mishnah only describes there being two brothers in total, so when Reuven dies, there is no other third brother to keep Leah even in the bias. And of course she can't do even now because it's her sister's husband. So it's Pasha this case. This case is less of a Chiddush than the prior case. Says Gemara, again inside, Hashtu Mahasam in the prior case where there's a third brother. Leah was not rejected from that completely because she's even through Levi, Amrit Lane, still he said she will not be mutter to Shimon afterwards, even after Shimon's wife dies, her sister dies, she will remain also to Shimon. In our case, our Mishnah, where she's totally pushed out of the house, because there is no third brother, like Koshi and Isn't Obvious, Gemara says, you're right. If it sounds familiar, it's identical to the Gemara we just had in the one vlog ago. Tana, ha, Tana, Bresha. The Tana originally taught this Mishnah, our Mishnah over here with two brothers, that was actually taught first. That Mishnah was taught first. And Taka, this Mishnah was the din where the widow of Reuven is Aser. She can't do Yibam to Shimon because Shimon's married to her sister. She's pushed aside from Yibam and she remains exempt forever. Even if her sister subsequently passes away, she's still exempt from, she remains Pata forever. We thought that Tafka, that case, halacha such. However, Hachazalteir Vishari. However, in the prior Mishnah, where she was fit for Levi, so she was mutter for Yibam. So even though she's usher to Shimon, she's mutter to Levi, then when she becomes permissible to Shimon as well, maybe it should work. So the Bachaz Latir Vishari, the Tana first thought that the prior Mishnah would, she would be mutter to Shimon. She actually would be mutter to Shimon as soon as Rachel's out of the picture, when Rachel passes on. And then he changed his mind to say that case also Aser. So Taka, the prior Mishnah, the Gemara is saying essentially, is the bigger Chiddush, but it's such a big Chiddush that the Mishnah, the Tana didn't even think that was the case at first. And because that case is a bigger Chiddush, because of Mechavitim, it was a bigger Chiddush, therefore he put it first, when Mishnah is Azamakaima. He taught it first because that was a bigger Chiddush, and when he taught it first, the Mishnah doesn't move from his place, and then he taught the Mishnah, which is Aser Chiddush. So it ends up being a zuvei tzarech lemezu, which we never love, but the reason is because the first case was a bigger chiddush, that was more chaviv, because at first the Tana didn't even hold that way. That's why it comes first. Again, like we just had the other day. Tanaban. Baalam. What if Shimon has relations. Now this is really again we're focused, of course, here in Masechta Zohamas. Yesterday we had a at the end of this year there was a Mepiyim Olympics, a conversation about Mepiyim Olympics. So it was a Shas topic about Aedis having to be Bepeh and Apiksav. Today we're going to get into major sugyas of Isser Chalal Isser. If something's already Usser, could a second Isser take effect? We know if something's already Usser, it's Usser. So another Isser. Either the question is actually machlekes in lamdas how far we say it doesn't take effect, but to an extent we're certainly saying the second is doesn't take effect because it's already usher. A davar is already usher. The second is doesn't take effect. Does not take effect machlal. Does it take effect a little bit? That's what we're going to see in this gemara. So over here in our case, Reuven and Shimon were married two sisters, to Rachel and Leah. So Shimon is usher to Reuven's wife for two reasons. First of all, because she's an eishes ach. She's a brother's wife, which Eshazach does fall away when there's a mitzvah of Yibam, of course, but there is an issue of Eshazach to contend with. And on top of that, it is an issue of Achleis Ishtoi, it's his wife's sister. So there's two Isurim. So let's say Reuven passes away without children. And then Shimon, who's not supposed to be Yibam because it's Achleis Ishtoi, it's his sister's wife, he's not supposed to Yibam, he then goes and performs an act of Yibam. Bisser. So he's certainly over the Chared, there should be an issue of Achleis Ishtoi. Is there also an issue of Eishes Ach or not? Is it two Isurim or one is here? That's the Shaila. Tarabanim. Ba'al le'achayv la'mishem Eishes Ach or mishem Achas Isha. If Shimon goes and has relations with Reuven's wife, which is his sister-in-law, which is his sister-in-law for two reasons, not just his brother's wife, it's his wife's sister as well. So, what do you chayv for? The Yesi says, chayv la'mishem Eishes Ach or mishem Achas Isha. You take chayv for both. It's Eishes Ach. Not in the context of the of a mitzvah, obviously. Had it been in the context of a mitzvah, it wouldn't be an issue. But this is out of the context of a mitzvah. And it's also, in addition to that, of course, it's also a chazisha divrei beisi. Reb Shimon Eimer, ein chayv l'mishem eishes ach b'vad. Reb Shimon says, no, you only chayv for eishes ach b'vad. Ask the Gemara, v'tanya, Reb Shimon Eimer, ein chayv l'mishem ach chazisha b'vad. Reb Shimon says, you only chayv for achazisha. You only chayv for the issue of wife's sister, not for the issue of brother's wife. Mar's answer is extremely simple. What came first? What came first? Was Reuven first married to Leah, or was Shimon first married to Rachel? If Reuven was first married to Leah, Leah's usher to Reuven, to Shimon first for Eishes Ach, brother's wife, then subsequently when he went and married the sister, it became an additional issue of Achas Isha. But the first Isser, if you hold Inis Chal Isser, you can always be over on the first Isser. So if the Reuven got married first, then Shimon's Isser to Reuven's widow is Eishes Ach. If Shimon got married first, the Isser is Achas Isha, says the Gemara, like Kasha, Kasha's Vachai Vachach Nasa. Mace, where Shimon got married first, it's an Isser of Achas Isha. If Reuven got married first, then it's Isser of Eishes Ach. Ask the Gemara now. For Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon who says that you only give you everyone because Ein Issachal Isser. The Gemara asks as follows. If the Reuven got married first and then Shimon got married, so the first Isser was Eishes Ach. Kivin the Issachas Isha, Lechayel, Tesami Vume. The Gemara asks a Bob question. The whole Isser is saying Ein Issachal Isser. So the Isser here is Eishes Ach. The Isser of Achas Isha doesn't take effect. We know the Isser of Eishes Ach is pushed aside for the mitzvah of Yibam. Every Yibam is really would be an issue of Eishes Ach, not for the fact that Torah gives mitzvah of Yibam. So if Achas Isha is not Chal, and Eishes Ach is a heter by Yibam, so let them do Yibam over here. The Gemara says a big Yisayin, Amar Vashi, Isser Achas Isha Milutai V'kai. The idea when you're in Isser Chal Isser is that the second Isser doesn't get a chance to be Chal yet, because there's already an original Isser, a first Isser, over here, sitting here, making an Isser. However, the second issue doesn't just dissipate, it doesn't just fall away. It's middle of the it's hanging there, waiting for a place to be chal. The second you remove, you release the first Isser, second Isser, is chal. And therefore, you can't even, because if you're going to say the Isher's Ach falls off, right into its place is going to slide the Isser of Achas Isha. Amar Vashi, Isser Achas Isha, middle of the kite is hanging, is suspended, and waiting, it's hovering over the whole time. The second you lift the Isser Vashizach, the Isser of Achas Isha comes, and it takes effect. And therefore, the Isser of Eshazach won't be Paka in the first place because there's not Isser ready to take its place. There's no point of saying that the Isser of Eshazach is gone. Now that we focus on Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi seems to be saying that Isser is Chal and Isser. Ask the Gemara, is that simple? So far, Rabbi Yisrael Chalisa, does Rabbi Yisrael really hold that Isser is Chal and Isser? Because he's the Yaver for both Eishes Ach and Achas Isha. For today, we learned in the Mishnah, Avar Aveira Sheish Bashtei Mises. If one was Aver and Aveira that has two Mises, Nebuchadnezzar Aver and Aveira that has two forms of capital punishment. For example, a simple example is, the case that they're trying to bring is one who has relations with his mother-in-law. His mother-in-law is Aser, of course, as Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish, the punishment is, the capital punishment is Chenek. Whereas a mother-in-law, even whether she's married or not, is a separate issue, a separate iser, and that iser is an iser of again chimisa of sreifa, which is considered a more chamer to punishment. So if he's ever an act which has two different misas, sreifa and chenek in this case, the case let's say of the madma who's still married, who's married, doesn't have to be married to the father, even married to anyone, as long as she's married, his ish is ish and his madma. So says the Gemara. But Tami looked at the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin Pe'alef. We learned the Mishnah as follows. Of Aver, Shish B'Shem Mises, if one's Aver Aver, which has two Mises. Nid B'Chamura, he gets punished with the Mochamer D'Kamisa. So in this case, it would be Sreifa, in our example. Abesi Amer, Nid B'Zikir B'Shem Ha'alef. No, he gets punished with whichever came first. Whichever is came first. And the Mara explains in the Bryce over there. Vitanya, Ketzat Amar Besi. What does Besi mean? He gets punished with whichever comes first. Nid B'Zikir B'Shem Ha'alef. Let's say she was first a mother-in-law, she was single, she was a mother-in-law, and then she got married. So the Isser of Chameisa was first prior to Eishesh. The punishment he gets is the punishment of Sreifa, like the Isser of Chameisa. However, Eishesh v'Nas Chameisa, classic case, where the mother-in-law was still married at the time he got married. The mother was married, let's just assume, to the father-in-law. Not that it's relevant, but she was married. So the Isser of Eishesh was already there. And then the Isser Chameisa is coming on top of Eishesh. So Nidim Eishesh, the capital punishment you get will be Eishesh. What do you see very clearly? You see very clearly that Rabbi Yossi is taking into account the chayra that you go with whichever Issa came first. That's how you give the capital punishment. It sounds like Rabbi Yossi holds that we do say we apply the rule of Ain Isser, Chal Al Isser. Says the Gemara, top of Amad Beis, Amar Rabbevo, Maid Rabbi Yossi, and here's going to be some of the classic qualifications in the din of Ain Isser, Chal Isser. Qualification number one, Maid Rabbi Yossi, Bissam Maisiv. Rabbi Yossi's Maida that you're right. It's Thomas if something's Usser. You want to add a second iser to the first iser, a second iser does not take effect. It's already iser. You don't effect. You don't add another iser unless it's an iser meisiv. What does this meisiv mean? We'll go with Rashi's sage over here. Iser meisiv over here is that it's chal on Rashi learns more people. It's meisiv. The iser now more people. Meaning, let's say till now she was a chameisei, a mother-in-law, which makes iser simply on the son-in-laws. Now that she got married, the mother-in-law, she becomes a shizish. She's usher to everyone. She's usher to more people. This isher shizish is not just taking effect on this son-in-law. It's taking effect on the whole world around her. Becomes usher because she's now married to a new husband. That's isher meisif. It's being meisif. I shouldn't say kail. That's the next one. It's being meisif. The isher is applicable. The isher is applicable to more people. And when this is applicable to more people, it takes effect. This isher will take effect even if there was an existing isher beforehand. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Teinachich d'nasachai. So that answer is good, very good. If let's say Shimon, going back to our case, let's not lose track of our case. Our case was that Reuven and Shimon married sisters. So now there's an Isser to Shimon of both Eshes Ach and Achiz Isha. So something like this. That's all good if Shimon got married first, where his Isser to Leah was just his own Isser, because he's married to Rachel. Leah's his wife's sister. Isser just on him. And then the Mace got married afterwards. Vachan has a Mace. Then the Mace got married afterwards. That what? Migid Tais of Isser Legabe Achim, it Tais of Isser Legabe Dei. And let's say there's Reuven and Shimon have multiple brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Shimon was already usher to Leah because it's his wife's sister. When Reuven goes and marries Leah, Reuven makes Leah usher not just to Shimon, Shimon's already usher anyway, to Levi and Yehuda, the other brothers as well. So the second Isser in Isser Meisif is being Meisif, this Isser is being Meisif Isser on other brothers as well. Therefore, it could take effect on Shimon. So being Mechadish, that's where Rabbi says that Isser is Chal Isser when this Isser is Meisif. So that makes sense if the Chai, if Shimon got married first and then Reuven got married. However, the opposite case, first let's see, the Gemara says, Migi the Taisif Isser, the Gabi Achim Taisif Isser, the Gabi today, Isser is getting on Shimon himself. Shimon will have as a second Isser because this is being Chal on other brothers as well. Even though famous already Isser, it'll be Chal an additional Isser. If Reuven got married first to Leah, which rendered Leah us to all the brothers, including Shimon and any other brother, then Shimon goes and marries Leah's sister Rachel. Leah was ready to usher to Shimon. You're not being meisiv to any other people because Leah's ready to usher to Shimon, and now she's being usher to Shimon for another reason. You're not being meisiv any usher. So but in that case, why would it be usher chal usher? Says the Gemara. What's this meisiv they have over there? Maybe you're going to say that since Shimon becomes usher to any other sisters of the wife when he marries Rachel, let's say Rachel has a sister Leah, but she also has a sister Rivka. So Shimon's become us this as well. That is Isser Kailo. Hi Isser Kailo. That is Isser Kailo. Rashi explains what does that mean? Rashi explains more, that's when you have, let's say, more chatichas that are included in Isser. Not more interesting, because there are more people, but these women are also called people. But the Isser is expanding, not that more people are subject to the Isser. We're viewing it, that's the case where we're saying more items are included in the Isser. The Isser itself grew. The Isser grew to be included, to include more items, not that the Isser is applicable to more people. And therefore, certainly to more brothers, it's not becoming applicable. And therefore, who says that that will be enough? Who says basically agrees that Isser Kelo is enough? So it's a very nice answer, but who says that's enough to make Rabesi hold Isser Chalas in that case? Says the Gemara. Ella Amar Rava Maila Nilav Kilu Asa Shtayim Veinachavachas. Rava says you're right. What Rabesi says back in the Gemara that we had on Amar Aleph, that if one has relations, if Shimon has relations with his brother's wife, who's also a sister's wife, Yichayev Shtayim, Rabbi Yossi didn't mean Yichayev Shtayim. It means it's as if Yichayev Shtayim, but really you're only going to be held accountable for one. It's as if it's two Averis, but you're only accountable for one. V'chein Kiyasa Ravin, Amar Bechon, Malani Alav, Ke'ilu Asa Shtayim, it's as if he did two, however, Einichav Achas. But he only Lemaisa did one. Lemaisa is his Takana Chalasser. Just like Rav Shimon says, and his Chalasser, Reisiv really agrees. In a case where it's not Mamish Isser Maisif, we won't consider it as if he did two Averis. Manafmina, either way, we're saying it's as if, but it's not really. What's the difference? Says the Gemara. Manafmina, the Kavir Ben Rishon Gemurim. Manafmina is whether we bury him amongst the Rishayim Gemurim. The way Rashi explains this, because it goes with Rashi understands what does that mean. If he did both Averis, it's funny, because the same act, but if both Isser Machal, then he'd be buried amongst the Rishon Gemurim. He did two capital punishment Averis, he'd be buried amongst the Rishon Gemurim. If it's only considered one, then even though it's funny, it's the same act, but it's only considered one Avera, so a person slips up once, he did a terrible Avera, an Avera which is capital punishment, he could be not considered Rishon Gemurim and can be buried amongst the other people. It's very interesting. Back then, there's clearly a kapeda to not bury people together, the sinners, with the Rishon Gemurim, with the rest of the people. The Parsha already discussed, the place was Ebizmanazah, we're not Samakbe, we don't start doing these judgments whether or not a person is a full-fledged chayta. Says the Gemara, has a discussion about this Isser Kelo, whether or not, we took for granted basically doesn't accept the concept of Isser Kelo. The Gemara discusses actually a machleikism on this matter. Before we go there, actually, just a couple of minas in the Achreinim regarding our Shaila. If you hold that it's two separate Isser Kelo there, but you only have one, so what does that do to the guy? Let's say a chayla. If you have a choice to be over, you have to be over Nisr V'chayla. So of course, we're over Nisr V'chayla. If you have to, Pekuch Nefesh, we're over Nisr V'chayla. But in a case with this Isser, with another Isser, but it's, the second Isser is not Chal because in is Chal Isser. Is it the Pshat that there's two Isserim there? And therefore, if we have another method, we'd stay away from this method because we'd rather, even if we have to be over Nisr, we'd rather be over Nisr case where there's only one Isser there and not two. Or no? Since the second Isser is not Chal, it's the same thing as if there's only one Isser, and we would say no reason to avoid being over this Isser. That is a nafkmina. The base Levi Chilik Alf in Simim Mdal brings our Samech means another nafkmina, very relevant to Pesach. Let's say you have Chametz, that's also Tevel. Chametz is already Asrat, Isser Tevel. And now it's Chametz. Is the Isser of Chametz Chal? Is the Isser of Chametz going to be Chal in such a case? Do we say that there's two Isserim here, a separate Isser of Chametz on top of the Tevel, or not? If Chametz is a Pesach, it wouldn't be a problem. Chametz Shavu Pesach. If it's Chal, then there is an issue of Chametz Shavu Alav a Pesach. There's a famous tshuva also discussing double Isserim. The tshuva is a horrible tshuva. I say horrible because the story is horrible. The tshuva was from a son-in-law who was maskir, that he was living with his in-laws, and he did a chait with the chameisa, with the mother-in-law, who was also an ishizish. So he had multiple averis there, chameisa and ishizish. He had done the chait many times. The shah was, if he has to notify, the shah notify the father-in-law, because the mother-in-law was taka usher to him, to his own father-in-law now. Does not have to notify his wife, the daughter. Whole tshuva in the Nedvida about what tshuva needs to be done. Anyway, but again, similar over there, within the conversation, it comes up whether it was considered two Isserim, or again, Al-Tzinis Chalisser, I don't say only, because he writes about it being a Shrekel, Chashrekel Avera, but was a tshuva that has to be done for one Avera, or tshuva for two Avera. So again, another Afmina in our Gemara is, like, I'll be the tshuva. If one does the Avera, and I need to do tshuva, is he doing tshuva for both, or for one? Okay, says the Gemara, this discussion about Israel Chalisser is already discussed earlier, the Itmar. Zor Shemesh B'Shabbos, a non-Kayan does a Vayidin, the base of English, on Shabbos. Reb Chiya Emer Chayef Shtayim, he's Chayef both, Chayef for doing a Vayidah, which is Asa to Azar, Bechlal, and he's Chayef for being Chal Shabbos, since he can't do a Vayidah, it's Stam Bechal Shabbos. But Kamar Emer Echad Alechad, Kamar Emer Echad Alechad, one Which one? He's chayv this for being a zar. Kafetz Reb Chiya v'nishba. Reb Chiya quickly got up and he said a lashon shvua. Who avayda? Talking about avayda based mikdash, ironically enough, but avayda is also a lashon of shvua. Kach shamati merabi shtayim. I heard from Rebbe that Yechayev Shtayim. So you're quoting, we quoted, Reb Chiya said that Yechayev, Reb Chiya says that Yechayev Shtayim. Bakapara said, you only Chayev one. So Reb Chiya got up and said, Lashon Shvua, I heard from Rebbe that Yitaka Chayev two. Kavs Bakapara, Mish Bakapara got up and swore, Havaida, Kachmati Rebbe Achas. I heard from Rebbe, you only Chayev one. Unbelievable. So the Ishmael with her from Rebbe, this Lachayev would not be a case that would fit into the Klelim of Divru. Because one of them, they both string with her from Rebbe, unless Rebbe said two different things at two different times of his life, and both are Devilikim Chayim, and they're just each swearing what they heard at a different point. Okay. His went to bring a riot to his Shita. Shabbos called that Shabbos asked to everybody. Kishutim Mikdash. Shabbos was asked to Kaiso when it became Mutter the Mikdash. Eats the Kanam Mutter became Mutter. Legabe Kanam, the Kanam Lahutra, the Leil Zarm. When it became Mutter to avoid the base of Mikdash Shabbos, it became Mutter for Kahanim, but the Heter never was given over to a Zar. And therefore, Yesh Kamishim Zaris, Yesh Kamishim Shabbos, they have both the Surim. The Heter of Shabbos never applied to Zarim, so Shabbos is still there. And the Zar, the Yisr Zar, is always there all days of the week. Yisr Zar, including Shabbos, for Zar to avoid. And therefore, we have both. Hisrubek, and therefore logically they should be chayv for both of theirs. Hisrubek, Kapar Ladon, Shabbos called Nesra Kishuot from Mikdash Hutra, in Kalazaris. But Kapar said it's more simple. But Kapar says, Shabbos is Aser for every Avaida. However, to Melacha. However, in the Mikdash, there's a dispensation against Isra Melacha Shabbos in order to the Avaida. And that dispensation is across the board. Happens to be Zer can't do Avaida anyway. But the Isra Melacha of Shabbos falls off when it comes to Avaida. And therefore, what's he chayv for? He's simply chayv for Zaris. He's not chayv for Shabbos, according to Pakapara. Another case, which has some machlekes. We'll go through three cases. The market continues really onto tomorrow's daf. We'll go through the three cases and then we'll stop. Two more cases. So tomorrow, Balmum Shishimish Bitumma. A Balmum that did Avaida Bitumma. So he's Tommy when he did, can't do Avaida, of course, with his Tommy. Can't do Avaida because it's Balmum. Rechim Chayv Shtam, Rechim says Chayv 2. Bakabar Chayv Lachas. Bakabar says only Chayv 1. Only for which one? Only for being Balmum. Kafes Rechim Vinish Rechim, we'll see in the Gemara. Kafes Rechim Vinish Rechim got up and swore, who avoid the Shavuot Kach Shabbatim Rabbi Shtayim, heard from Rabbi Chayiv 2. Kafes Bakabar Vinish Bakabar got up and swore, who avoid the Kach Shabbatim Rabbi Achas, heard from Chayiv 1. His Chayiv Rechim, Allah Rechim did a logic argument to his son, Tuma, like on Nesra, Tuma, doing avoid in the state of Tuma is Aser for Kahanim, Kishhut B'Mikdash. When we had Tuma Utra B'Tzibar, when it came to the Mikdash, we said, it was Mutter, Eitz Lekana Tumimim Hudra. So even if we're coming to a case where it's a Tumach B'tzibur, it was only Mutter, Legabe Kahanim, who could do the Aveda, they have a din of Tumach B'tzibur. A Kahanim could do the Aveda, which is namely Kayin, who's Tamim, who's not a Balmum. Lekana Tumimim Hudra, Lekana Balmum. Only if you can't Tumimim, not for Balmum. Yesh Kamishim Balmum, Yesh Kamishim Tumah. So I have two issues over here. I have the issue of Tumah, never got a Heter, plus I have the issue of Balmum. Balmum is also a concern over here. Hisl B'Kaparlo, the B'Kapara got up, and he argued, Tumah Lakol Nesra, Tumah was Asr Lakol, Kishut Mikdash Hutra, Enkan Elabat Bamum. Tumah was Asr for everyone, but when you have Tumah Chabitzibur, it's Mitzvah for everyone. That was a blanket heter, Tumah Chabitzibur, and therefore now what's the only issue you have? Bamum, that's it, only one Isr, Bamum. A third case, where we have the same type of machlekes, Zor Shach Malika, a Zor eating from Malika. Malika, of course, you take the nail, the kindest nail, a sharp nail from his thumb, and he goes through, breaks through the back of the neck of the bird. We know that's normally, if you do that out of the context of the base of Mikdash, it's a nevela. It's a nevela. In the Mikdash, it's a mutter, because the if gets burned fully anyway, but the chatos gets eaten, it's a considered a viable form of being matter the basar, being matter the kind to eat the basar in the Mikdash specifically. What if the czar goes and eats Malika? The oif is only meant to be eaten by a kayin. It's kacha kacha, but it's only meant by a kayin. What if the zar goes and eats the malika? So is the aver only for a zar eating hektish? Or is the aver also for the yisr of nevela? Says the Gemara, so shach malika rechia, I'm a chayiv shtayim, I'm a chayiv two. Bakabar, I'm a inch abachas, you only chayiv one for the zar, you only chayiv for the zar eating kaydish, you're not chayiv for the yisr of nevela. The Merk explains again, kavs rechia vinish rechia gap and swore, ha'avoy the kacham rabbi shtayim, shmatim rabbi shtayim, kavs rechia kabar vinishma, ha'avoy the kashmatim rabbi achas, I heard from rabbi two, I heard from rabbi one, he swore, his rabbi chia, Ladin rechia said a logic to himself, nevela kanesu, on the veils, asked everyone, kashutu mikdish, rabbi came up to the base mikdish, it became mutter, eitzel kanam, the hutra became mutter, eitzel the kehanim. Only the Gabi Kanan was there a dispensation about Nevela, about this bird that got, had Malika. The Kanan of his arm, the head does only if you cut off his arm, and therefore Yesh Kamisham Zahar, Yesh Kamisham Malika. You have two separate issues of here. A Zer eating Kaidish Aleph and Beis, the issue of Malika, of Nevela for this non-Kayan. Here's the Makabar. The Makabar came, Ladin, he said, Nevela called Nesra. Nevela is Aser to all Yidin. Kashutu Mikdash, when we say it's Mutter the Mikdash by Malika, it became Mutter the Isser Nevela fell off totally to everyone. Nevela is gone. Hudra, and Kanan of Misham Zahar, all I have left is this Zahar, but not the Isser of Nevela. Somewhere now, in three different machleik, three scenarios, we have machleik, Yom Chiyah, and Bar Kapara. The Mara is going to explain top of Lama Gimel Malaf. We'll just read the first two words, just to show where the Mara is going, but we'll pick it up with Shem after Shabbos. Biser Kailal Valibet Rebesi. The machleik, Mike Avifi, what's machleik? Biser Kailal Valibet Rebesi. Machleik is, like Gabi, this idea of Isser Kailal. When Isser is an Isser Kailal, which is, it's affecting more items, and the original Isser does take effect or not. That's the Machlekes over here, like Abi, this Rabbi Yossi Shita, that's the Machlekes Bar Kapara, and Rabbi Chiya. We will see more with Shem after Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Okay.